This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Welcome to a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, you will hear a host, me, who is very pro-science and very anti-pseudoscience and anti-people who lie about science. It is because of people who have been lying about science that we've ended up with a lot of sick kids in the last couple of years. Their disease, pertussis, has been making a comeback in Colorado and in California. Measles has been making a return in Britain, where last year there were 2,000 reported cases of measles. This year they already have more than 1,200. There are also measles outbreaks in Brooklyn, in New York. Why? Because of parents who do not vaccinate their children, and they are making that decision based on bad science or people who are promoting pseudoscience. This is the sort of stuff that gets my hackles up, and I know it does for my next guest as well. He is Arthur Kaplan, who's the director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Art, nice to talk to you again. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How bad is the problem in the United States?
It's bad. We have not so much people overall not vaccinating, that is to say most parents do, but pockets of people have got it in their head that either these vaccines are dangerous and risky, or they see some politicians talking about this on television saying the vaccines are dangerous and risky. So within a couple of communities, you could have nobody vaccinated. And what happens is, somebody goes over to Africa or takes a trip through an airport and gets exposed to someone with measles, brings it back to their little community. This is the Brooklyn case, and all of a sudden you've got an outbreak all over the place. The other problem is vaccination's great, but it's probably 92-93% effective. You can still get sick even if you've been vaccinated. Still get the mumps, still get the measles. Your best bet is to have everybody in your community vaccinated. Then it's much more unlikely that you're going to communicate this. But a person who's sick can still make someone who's been vaccinated sick.
If everybody does it, you get what's called herd immunity, right?
And that's the best protection of all. Best protection of all.
Okay, but we have people who have been driven into spasms of fear ever since a British researcher named Andrew Wakefield, who has been discredited for years, came out with a report in which he tied some vaccines to autism. And you have people like Jenny McCarthy and others who still go around the country and around the world telling people that what Wakefield said about autism was real. You know, I can feel the pain of people who have an autistic kid and are living a tough life. And, you know, I have a healthy child, and I can't imagine what it's like to have to raise a child who is not healthy. It's got to be a tremendous burden. And I respect those people, but not the ones who see cause and effect where it doesn't exist, particularly those who are basing it on bad science, like Wakefield science, which, as I said, has long been discredited, right?
That's right. So Wakefield had a paper way back in 1998 and said in 12 kids he saw an association between the measles, mumps, rubella, or whooping cough vaccine and autism. And he wrote this up, and it got huge press everywhere. And subsequently, it's been disproven. His medical license was withdrawn. He did unethical things in reporting his findings. The guy was a charlatan. He may be the person who's caused the most harm in medicine since World War II. I mean, because what happened was people, particularly, you said, Paul, in Britain, many, many people decided not to vaccinate. We've got these measles and mumps outbreaks. I think last year, just in Britain alone, there were six babies who died because they never got vaccinated. So this guy caused a complete nightmare. Why do we know that it's not vaccines? Well, it's because we're starting to be able to diagnose autism before the time at which you get vaccinated. So whatever else is going on, if you can diagnose the autism before the age at which you get most vaccines, you know it can't be the vaccine causing the autism. So that link has just collapsed.
Yep. What Wakefield did was an elaborate fraud and disproven. But again, once you tell a lie, it doesn't always come back to the truth if people hear it and continue to spread it. Now, here's my question for you. If you have a child that you don't vaccinate and bring that child to school and they have the measles, and now my kid who has been vaccinated does get the measles because there is that 6-8% chance that it's going to happen even to a vaccinated child. What can I do about that?
Well, you know, really people haven't done anything about that. They've just sort of lived with the fact that their kid got sick or that they miscarried or that their newborn died. My argument is we're getting better and better because of our ability to trace these viruses down and see who infected who. I think you should be able to sue. This is America. When you do something, you're free to make a decision. You could say, I don't want to vaccinate my kid, but if you bring that kid to school, excuse me, you bring him to daycare, you bring him through an airport, and I know that you infected me or my kid or caused my wife to miscarry, I think you should be liable for that choice.
How are you going to make that case in court? Because we do know that vaccines are not 100%.
What you could say is, you chose not to vaccinate. I know that the strain of disease that made my child sick came from your decision, your kid infecting my kid. That's the causal part. And then you could say, look, you chose not to vaccinate. That's great. Why are you bringing your kid to the daycare center or not telling all the other parents that your kid isn't vaccinated? You know, what you need is reasonable causation. You don't need 100% proof. The science has now gotten to the point where this liability could be extended. And I think a case like that would really, you know, bring this sort of, oh, I guess I just won't vaccinate because I heard some celebrity tell me it's dangerous, to a screeching halt.
How far can we go with this, Art? I mean, if you bring your kid to school with the sniffles because they've got a bad cold, and now my kid catches that from your kid, can I sue you for that?
No, you're supposed to make a decision about whether or not to vaccinate. So I'm not responsible for everything in nature and in the world that happens. But when I make the conscious decision to say I'm not vaccinating, and remember, for kids, we've got to make that decision about school admission, I think you ought to be responsible for that choice. There's certainly things that happen, you know, in the world that we can't control, that no one can prevent. Sometimes we don't even know that your kid's cold caused my kid's cold. We don't have that kind of science in hand. But when you say on a form, I'm choosing not to vaccinate and I'm putting everybody else's kid at risk, I think we ought to hold you responsible for a specific choice.
I think it's interesting that in a country where we do have requirements for how you have to have your child vaccinated, that we have parents who are allowed to opt out of that and yet put their child into the same, let's call it, kid pool and risk that.
So this is interesting. I just found this out literally yesterday. New South Wales, Australia.
Yep.
You can say, I'm not vaccinating my kid. They are not allowed in public school.
Should we have that same policy here?
It's a tough one, but I think it makes some sense. It really boils down to the issue, do you want your kid being put at the risk of measles and mumps and pneumonia because they're in a daycare center, or you come in pregnant, is that a kind of a risk or danger you want to face?
Now, I know in America you have a lot of people who defend the right of the parents to raise their children the way they want to and to not vaccinate the child if they don't want to. Are there state laws that protect those parents from liability?
Not clearly. What the laws basically say is you can opt out if you want, but they don't say there's no liability attached. And that's what got me thinking about this, writing about it a little bit in some columns and some articles, because what I realized was the law does give you the right to opt out, but it doesn't say, hey, then you can do whatever you want, and no one, you're not responsible for that decision in terms of its consequences. The law just gives you the right to opt out. And by the way, in a couple of states, the only basis for opting out is medical. That is, if your child was sick, you don't want to give it a vaccine or anything else if they've got an underlying medical problem. And there are a few people who have egg allergies, and they shouldn't get vaccinated. That's it. In those states, those are the only reasons, health reasons, to be able to opt out. No religion, no philosophy, no I saw it on TV and I'm not going to do it kind of thing. You get some pretty strict liability there if someone wants to try and take advantage.
Sounds to me like the laws across the country should be changed to what you just mentioned, so we leave out the celebrity-induced vaccine avoidance.
I think it is the right thing to do. I think there's going to be a lot of political push not to do that because the anti-vaccine crowd is loud. You start looking at the people who've lost babies or miscarried, and the reason I focus on the babies is when you're a newborn, you can't be vaccinated. You don't have enough immunity. So they're really vulnerable to these kind of infectious diseases.
Right.
And the elderly. Those are the groups that need protection. And, you know, right now it's great to exercise your rights, but shouldn't we say you're accountable for what you do?
I would argue with you. I don't think it's great to exercise this particular right, particularly when you're putting my child at danger. Art Kaplan, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter and on your radio every Saturday and Sunday. America.